1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. Got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. And at 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly segment with the Stanford High School online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:51, and every second Thursday of the month, joined by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. And Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
A little cold, but I guess there's nothing we can do about that.
No, except get warmer over the weekend. All right, let's get your thoughts about the transportation plan that the Senate, anyway, and the legislature say they have enough votes on trucks only for tolling. What do you think?
Well, Tony, you know, I've spent a lot of time looking at the numbers, and it looks like we've got a credible plan. The plan calls for tolls on tractor trailers, basically the largest trucks you see on the road every day. You know, the plan faces some opposition, some people looking at tolls of any type as being unacceptable. But as I look through the numbers and talk with people in Washington, the Department of Transportation, et cetera, those trucks are doing somewhere between 8,000 to 10,000 times the damage a typical passenger truck, passenger vehicle does. So I think getting them to pay their fair share and picking up some of the burden for the repairs of our roads, I think is a key issue for us. You know, we've got to balance a budget every year. We've got to take care of the costs that that come from repairing our roads. So it looks like the only sane way to move forward. Avoiding the $180 million we expect to get from the trucking industry and those big interstate tractor trailers looks like the only logical way to move forward, personally. So I'm hoping we move forward on that. I'm expecting something to come up in the end of January on that.
A couple of questions for you. How do you do this? What's the technology to toll only trucks? And how large a truck are we talking? We're not talking a pickup truck, right?
No, the plan clearly is going to exempt any of the smaller passenger vans. So you would expect, you know, whether it's an electrician or a plumber or the local industry that's driving around in those smaller trucks will not be tolled. The tolls will be over, what looks to be the proposal is over 12 of the bridges in the state of Connecticut. And those funds will be dedicated to repay federal loans to support the building of that infrastructure. Now, the way that works basically is that those funds will be dedicated for that, and that will free up some of the transportation funds to make other needed improvements in our roadways, in our rail cars. I was up with the governor last week in Norwalk, and they announced the purchase of new rail cars and the fitting of those new rail cars for 4G and 5G transportation services, so that communications on the railroad while you're going to work will become more productive, as well as there'll be more space on our trains if we're able to make that investment. So, you know, we're looking to improve the transportation grid in general, which should be a really positive signal for the business community.
All right. And there's been questions about the legality of tolling only trucks. Is it legal?
Well, so far there's been a challenge in up in Rhode Island, and it's going back for appeal. Fully, when you look at the transportation laws and you look at what the damage that's done, you look at fair commerce, we're pretty confident that it will hold up in the courts because, as I said, there's a reason that the entire shipping industry has moved from freight trains and to the roadbeds, and that's because we've provided them close to a free ride in terms of the cost and the weight and the damage they do on our roads versus our rails. So the type of tolling we do, I think, is more than defensible in the courts because, you know, the first thing we're supposed to do both as legislators and on the legal side is do no harm and make sure that people are paying for the usages of our roads. And, you know, clearly the trucking industry has been able to escape that for some time.
All right. A couple other things to talk about. One is drug costs. Hopefully they're going down. What's going on there?
Well, what we're looking to do there is we're looking at introducing legislation. One of the proposals will be to import drugs from Canada. You know, as we stand right now, we've built a model in the United States where you can buy your
washing machine, your car, your dishwasher, et cetera, from overseas. And there's been no question, you know, we've done our studies, made sure that we were comfortable with the safety and quality issues there. And for some reason in the United States, we've decided to build a model where our citizens are subject to the highest drug prices in the world. And we claim that that's because there's questions of safety and security, and therefore we should be buying our drugs from an unimported basis or from local manufacturer. But the fact is, if you look at drug manufacturing, it's done on a global scale. So the same drugs that you're buying, and whether you're buying them in Switzerland or buying them in England or France or Italy or Canada, are manufactured and sold for the quarter of the price that we pay for here in the United States. And that's just not economically fair. I mean, you know, the championship of free markets and capitalism are things that I always learned as I went to school in economics and in business and banking. And the idea that I can buy anything anywhere in the world that I want, provided that the product has some safety controls, but that I can't purchase my drugs or it's illegal to purchase my drugs overseas, it's just ludicrous. I mean, it just basically shifts all of the cost burden onto American taxpayers. And it's not just the taxpayers. That burden ends up in the hands of your state government and your local government, because we have to provide medical plans to our employees, whether you're in the private sector or the public sector. And if we don't have better choices and better pricing on our drug models, we're essentially subjecting Americans to a 7 to 10% cost increase on a yearly basis on drug plans just to support our medical industry. And if you ask me, that's not a fair model. I mean, we should not be having to pay the most expensive prices for the same drug year after year in the United States. It's not a sustainable model. And you see it when I sit on the RTM and when I sit up in Hartford, the complaints and the cost of medical care and the cost of drug subscriptions is just unacceptable. And so hopefully we'll be able to move forward. I mean, there have been pressure at the federal level as well about negotiating drug prices for Medicaid and Medicare. And I'm hoping to see that also translate into the state level.
All right, and finally, we've got less than a minute. Pension benefits.
Yeah, you know, we always hear about the problems with Connecticut and people moving out and what we can do for the Connecticut residents. Well, you know, as of a number of years ago, we've moved forward to exempt Social Security income from the tax structure. So if your adjusted gross income on your federal tax return is $75,000 as an individual or $100,000 as a pair, as a couple, you will find that your tax, your Social Security income is tax exempt currently, and that starting this year, 14% of your pension will be exempt from taxes. That's if your, again, as your adjusted gross income is below 75 for an individual and 100 for a couple. Moving forward every year, we're moving a sliding scale, and I think by 2025, both your pension income and your Social Security income will be tax exempt 100% as long as your adjusted gross income is below 75 and or 100,000, depending on whether you're single or a couple. So that's good news for Connecticut residents. We're working to try to reduce costs, and I'm comfortable that we're going to be working towards making Connecticut a better place to retire in.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, we'll talk to you in February. By that time, the new session will be underway. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and you have a great day today.
Thank you. State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us second Thursday of the month. Next Thursday will be State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich.